Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow line dance song.
Hey, Sun Guy Nation, thank you for tuning in today. Sun Guy and QT with you, and I would like to bring on right away our guest. We have with us Miss Kelly Klein. Miss Kelly, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing very well. Now, you've been a very busy young woman in the last year or so, onwards and upwards, kind of an evolution in your career this past year. You want to tell us a little bit about what the evolution was all about that led to Kelly Klein being with us here today?
Well, I really got to a place where I decided that I had been involved in wrestling for a very long time. I had been doing a lot of things to get in-ring training as well as trying to improve my health and fitness, and I was able to find some things that were really working for me. So I was getting to a point that I was feeling just a lot more confident, and I was making a lot more progress. So I started to just pursue some things a little bit more actively than I think I had been. I had been dealing with some other things in my personal life. So once I kind of got through that, then I just decided to hit the ground running and was able to take advantage of some really great opportunities. And when I had my opportunity to work with Ring of Honor, it was just really good timing for me to switch over to using my real name, which is something I had been wanting to do for a long time. And that just presented itself as the perfect moment for that. So, you know, they were okay with me doing that and kind of just getting into more of a, I guess, realistic kind of back to basics, down to business approach. So that that has been in the last several months, and I've been really happy to kind of continue on that route.
Speaking of Ring of Honor, like you were, the Women of Honor is relatively new. ROH not really ever having a full-blown women's division. They're starting to integrate that now with the Women of Honor. What's it been like so far being able to get in on the ground floor of the Women of Honor division?
Well, I would first of all really think of it more as a relaunch because there are some really great women who have been involved there in the past. Sarah Del Rey, Allison Danger, Lacey Rain, in fact, even Taylor Hendricks has made appearances prior to now. So now it's kind of like getting everything in line and getting everything in order because we do have access to a lot of really talented, hardworking women in the industry. And this is just a great time to really take advantage of that and get us kind of all in the same place where we can work together and face different opponents. I've already had the opportunity to get in the ring with some opponents that I've never been in the ring with before. So for me, just getting, you know, at the same place at the same time as some of these other women has been amazing. And because there's such a big group of women who, you know, there are a lot of us who just really share a similar philosophy, and we all just want to be our best, and by doing that, it challenges and pushes each woman in the division to have to step, you know, up her own game and pursue just more training, different training, more varied, whether it's training or education, and it just causes us all to become better. So that's really been what I've been seeing, is we all are kind of working together to push, you know, each other and push the whole group forward. So it's an ongoing process, and I'm really looking forward to seeing where it goes for the entire group, as well as how it continues to help me grow and evolve as an athlete.
Like you said, you've been around for quite a while now, and going into the Women of Honor, you also went out with someone that has been around Ring of Honor for quite some time, of course, being BJ Whitmer. Do you think that BJ Whitmer, having been around the company for as long as he has, and having an experience and knowing the fan base, knowing what they expect, knowing what the people in the office expects, gives you a little bit better advantage than some of the other women in the Women of Honor?
There's no question. Absolutely. Having just him as a resource has been a huge advantage to me, because he's been out there in the position that I'm in, where he's, you know, in the ring, and he knows just what that environment is like and what it takes to survive and excel in that type of environment. So, you know, absolutely, that is a person who I use as a resource to train with. I've trained with him and with Les Thatcher. And, you know, just knowing kind of what to expect there and being able to prepare for it in a way that some of the other women may not really be able to do has really helped me a lot. So, you know, he's not the only resource that I've, you know, been able to kind of take advantage of. As I mentioned, Les Thatcher has been invaluable to me and really, you know, pushes me and gives me feedback. And there are a number of other people as well. So some of them directly who, you know, give me feedback, speak to me and watch my matches. And then some resources are more removed, where I just watch old DVDs and old matches and old interviews of the people that came before me at Ring of Honor, and just kind of getting into their space and their minds, and, you know, what they've learned and what I can glean from that use has been tremendous.
At this point, my co-host QT standing by, and I know that he has a few questions, so I'm going to slide things over to QT for a bit.
Well, thank you, Sun Guy. Hello, Miss Klein.
Hello.
Miss Klein, I saw your video called Mary Elizabeth Monroe, in parentheses, Kelly Klein, is tough enough. And what immediately struck me is the brick wall behind you. My question is, after a few more years, will the makers of this video ask you to come back to the same wall, and in another video, have you carve out a brick, engrave your name in said brick with the words "overall U.S. Women's Best Wrestler," and then sell this brick on eBay for astronomical sums?
Yeah. I'm guessing perhaps not. as I believe someone else will be inhabiting that space. but, you know, who knows? Maybe I'll kind of keep my eye out and get a hold of one of those bricks if I get a chance.
Oh, very nice. Okay. Yes. Okay. Well, I also saw your video, Women of Honor Wednesday - Ray Lynn versus Kelly Klein. Now, BJ Whitmer was in front of you as he led you down to the ring, and I studied the look on his face, And it seemed to me that this was a look of a man who had just had any slightest doubts of defeat or setback of his goals erased from his mind. Is that because backstage, just before the match, you had set your own personal record in the deadlift at 495 pounds?
I think that that could be one among many of the reasons that he had that look of incredible confidence.
Oh, okay. Now, as you know, the deadlift is part of a powerlifting routine. Powerlifting is a series of three lifts. There's a bench press, and if I'm not mistaken, of course it is a deadlift, the bench press, and I think it's the clean and jerk or the snatch. Have you yourself ever competed in powerlifting competitions?
I have not competed in powerlifting competition. I have considered it. I've done just a very, very little bit of powerlifting style training just because I integrate some of it into my fitness regimen. It's something that among many things that I do have an interest in. I do have an interest also in competing in a bodybuilding, possibly in a physique category type competition. So there are a number of things, and of course the training and preparation for those things are all very different. But I do have a lot of different kind of goals and ideas of things that I would like to tackle.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, Ms. Klein, I also stopped the video at the 1 minute and 5 second mark. And BJ has his arms crossed, palms outward, with all 10 fingers showing. Now, I'm somewhat of an expert in gang signs, and I used to throw gang signs myself since I was a member of the Longview Plasma Bloods. To your knowledge, is BJ a member of a street gang named after a coffee?
After a coffee?
Yes.
I do not have any knowledge of that, no.
Okay, because I was also a member of the Venti Lattes. Yes.
If I ever had a chance to join that gang, however, I would take it under strong consideration.
Oh, okay. Very good. Okay. All right. Does the 10 fingers he flashed represent the decade of dominance that you are going to have from 2016 to 2026?
I think that that will eventually become one of the several meanings of that sign, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Hopefully that's a little bit more positive than him being a gang member. Yes. Okay.
Unless it's that coffee gang. I don't know. That sounds pretty good.
Yes. Yes. Freshly roasted ground beans. They're very vicious. Okay. Well, now, you had a nice clothesline of Ray Lynn at the 258 mark, followed by a fisherman's suplex, followed by a guillotine choke submission. You secured this win in only 1 minute and 4 seconds because you first locked up with her at the 206 mark. My question is, have you heard any rumors that following this humiliating defeat, in which she was physically outclassed and dominated, Miss Ray Lynn temporarily has taken a hiatus from wrestling and chosen to go into the Coast Guard Reserve?
I have not heard that. However, if I were her, I might consider doing something like that. But on the other hand, I can't imagine that she went out to the ring to face me and didn't have some idea of what was about to happen to her. So really, I just don't think that there should be any level of shock on her part.
Yes. Well, okay. Maybe she just didn't read the press clippings. Yes, or do advanced scouting.
Maybe. Maybe she was just a little too optimistic for her own good.
All right. Well, now I also saw your match with a woman from the Enchanted Forest who was hopped up on a supposedly sugary drink. She was even, this was a solo darling. She was even able to get out of the hold that you had on her, escape, put you to the mat, and even have a short pin attempt on you. And this was followed by her offensive headlock on you. My question is, should Ray Lynn have had some of that sugary drink?
Well, as far as I know, I don't know if that sugary drink is even legal, but it says a lot to me that she knew that she had to bring something to give her some sort of an edge over me. And even in that case, it didn't work in the end. So I think that if anybody were to take that approach, they would find, just as Solo Darling found, that in the end, it's not going to help.
Yes. Now, what was up with that tail that she was wearing? Several times in the match, you used this to your advantage as a leverage fulcrum point.
I don't know what was up with that tail, but I was told that I wasn't allowed to use her tail. However, she didn't seem to be stopped from attempting to use it on me. So even though, to my knowledge, there are no rules regarding someone's tail, if there ever are, they certainly need to be made to be more consistent.
Wow, okay. All right. Well, now the lower and middle back are sometimes pretty hard to train when you're a wrestler, and they are the subject of the most wear and tear. How do you keep your middle and lower back in shape when you're trying to compete for months on the road in wrestling? What is
there
the
are
standard
a couple of things. First of all, just the entire core is very important to the rest of the body, and a lot of people train only the front part of that and train their abs. I try to train that entire area, so I actually will do things instead of just training my abs. I will do things to train my obliques and my intercostal muscles, and I will do different types of back hyperextensions to help train my lower back. In addition to that, there are some specific weightlifting exercises that I will do, and particularly on back day. And then when I'm doing a lot of other lifts and exercises, I am actually engaging my entire core and my entire body. So focusing on actually using those muscles to support me, even when I'm doing shoulder presses and other types of exercises, will help build that and keep it engaged and keep it involved so that it's also being strengthened and used regularly.
Well, guys, we know that Ms. Klein's time a little bit limited here today, so I want to make sure before she has to depart, she has plenty of time to plug and promote anything and everything. So, Ms. Klein, if there's anything you'd like to say to the listeners, plug and promote everything you want, social medias, merchandise, upcoming shows, your favorite coffee shop, anything in the world you want, floor is all yours.
Absolutely. Well, anyone who is local to the Cincinnati area, you should check out A Sweet Life Cafe. Since we're talking about coffee shops, they've got awesome breakfast items and other food items, and they make me some really awesome gluten-free pancakes. So gotta give them a shout-out. But as far as my social media, right now you can follow me on Twitter at WrestlerMEM. I will be actually changing that soon, but if you follow me on WrestlerMEM, don't worry. It'll still be active and direct you to the new one. So it should be pretty seamless for anyone who is concerned about following me over to the new Twitter handle. I do have some new T-shirt designs available at ProWrestlingTees.com. And I think it's just / Kelly Klein now. They had a little bit longer address for me, but I think they recently adjusted that. So it should just be / Kelly Klein. But if you go to ProWrestlingTees.com, you can search my name. And I do currently have some of my Mary Elizabeth t-shirt designs available, but I also have some new Kelly Klein t-shirts available, and I will be adding to those. And then on Facebook, because Facebook makes things difficult, I think my address is Wrestler Mary Elizabeth, and there's a fan page that's Wrestler MEM, but if you search Kelly Klein or Mary Elizabeth Monroe, right now they're still both working. And then I did just want to point out, I will be making my first appearance with Pro Wrestling Syndicate Bombshells on March 26th, and I will be facing Kennedy Brink, which I am very excited for, because she is definitely someone I see as an equal and as a peer. And I just see this as a huge, hard-hitting, it's going to be like forces collide, and, I mean, it promises to be awesome. So I can't wait. I'm up to the challenge and the excitement to take her on. So anyone who is able to be in that New Jersey area on March 26th should definitely check it out and just follow along on their pages and keep an eye out for when that match becomes available if you don't get to see it live.
All right. Well, Kelly Klein, I want to thank you very, very much for taking time to be with us here today. Enjoyed it greatly. Best of luck to you as you continue to evolve and progress in your career, and hopefully we'll have you back again pretty soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, fans, if you get the opportunity to see Kelly Klein in action, take advantage. She's a great talent, one of the very best in the industry you're going to find out there. Women of Honor, very good so far. So get on the internets, find Women of Honor links. A lot of great talent in there, including Miss Kelly Klein, of course. Well, QT, we did it. Great interview with Kelly Klein today.
Well, Sungay, I got to tell you, Women of Honor, I think they're on a very sharp upward projection. A lot of talent coming into there. But, you know, something reminded me when I was local action when I was looking at that Solo Darling versus Kelly Klein. At one point in the match, Solo Darling was desperately trying to get to said sugary drink in the corner, and something said, hey, I've seen that before in the Northwest. It didn't involve any women, but I have seen that. I kept on thinking, and then it hit me, the Moonshine Brothers. They have been known on occasion to reach for that mysterious jug that Paul Moonshine provides, and they seem to get a little bit revitalized and even do like a mountainous hillbilly type jig right after drinking that. And that reminded me of Solo Darling. Yes.
And there is a lot of sugar in moonshine.
Well, I'm not sure about what type of sugar they use in making moonshine.
Well, alcohol in general is high sugar. That's why diabetics should not drink. Buddy Highway.
Well, as far as I know, Buddy Highway has never drank from that moonshine jug.
You may have had a nip or two on the way down to Saul.
Okay.
That is naughty, though, because alcohol high in sugar content.
Yes, yes. Well, Sign, here is would you rather have a Kelly Klein t-shirt or a Mary Elizabeth Monroe t-shirt?
That's an interesting question. Now, of course, if I'm going somewhere more black tie, I would have to choose Kelly Klein. But if I was going somewhere where colorful fashions are more in vogue than Mary Elizabeth Monroe.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that kind of makes sense. You know, kind of like going to Tacoma's Hilltop area. You know, you want to wear one type of t-shirt, and then in downtown Seattle, near maybe the waterfront, you want to wear another t-shirt. Yes.
Is that because you want to be colorful, and if you get on the Ferris wheel, you'll be able to be spotted from all over the waterfront area?
Yes, the Ferris wheel, yes. I don't think people have too much trouble in being spotted on that. Yes, that's the scene.
Well, if they're in a very colorful Mary Elizabeth Monroe shirt, then definitely not.
Yes, yes. Okay, I can see that. Yes. All right. You know, and somehow that video also reminded me of Mae Young and Mark Henry. And you know, when Mark Henry starred as Central Chocolate for some reason. Maybe it was that tail the squirrel was wearing. Yes.
Possibly.
Yes.
Now, we're going to have to get some official rulings. We'll have to talk to some officials and see what the official verdict is on tails.
Tails, yes.
Now, if she was to choke someone with a tail, I would think that would be the equivalent of choking with a boot or your hands. But if she was to strike someone with a tail, would that be against the rules or would that be a legal strike?
Well, I think tail is anatomically attached to the backbone. And it is part of your spinal column that that be just kind of like receiving a knife-edge chop. So, yes, that would be legal.
Very interesting.
Yes.
Now, when we do referee day on Turnbuckle Turmoil on the 21st, we're going to have to ask some of those fine officials with us their opinions.
Well, I was a little bit disappointed. I wasn't able to give a homework assignment to Miss Klein. What kind of homework assignment that would have been? That would have been kind of interesting. Yes.
So you're saying you would have her research and check with some of the officials to see the ruling on tails. That's what the homework would have been.
I think that was in my top consideration, yes.
All right.
Now, speaking of official sign guy, one of our officials that we have hung around with and are very in contact quite often, Dave the Beast Barnett, was involved in an auto accident. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners the prognosis of Dave the Beast Barnett and what his new set of wheels is?
Not sure he's decided on a new set of wheels just yet, but it was an extremely serious accident. He did go to the hospital after initially declining medical treatment. Had a few abrasions, and they sent him home. No broken bones. During the course of the week, though, he did have a few seizures, so he went into the hospital today to be evaluated more in depth. CT scan was clear, so I don't think they know exactly what caused his seizures at this point, but he did undergo a battery of tests, so hopefully they will track that down and be able to treat that and get that cleared up right away.
Yes, seizures, that's not good. That's certainly something should have to be taken very seriously. And then in another very important news, Ronnie Angel is going to have a book signing at Scarecrow Video in Seattle on March 19th. And this is for, it's a special screening of one of his favorite slasher films of all time, The Final Terror. Looks like this is going to be from 7 till 10 p.m. That might be something very good to go to. Slash Dreams, the ultimate guide to slasher films.
Absolutely. He talked about this the last time he was on the show. Good to hear that he is actually making the rounds of some of these screenings and being able to do book signings. I'm sure it's going to help the sales tremendously.
I think that would be something I'm going to have to definitely make time to go into Seattle too. I should be better by then, just getting over a cold myself. Yes.
Now, for this cold, did you consume a large amount of elderberry for immunity?
No, not elderberry, but no. What I got, let me see here, it is a cheaper version of NyQuil. It's called Nighttime, cherry flavor, multi-symptom cold flu relief. Yes.
Did you go with cherry flavor as opposed to blueberry flavor, because cherry reminds you of the cherry ice available at Sonic?
No, cherry reminds me of scary sherry.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But you see, I stuck it out and went to work yesterday, even though that was right at the onset of the cold. Actually, the cold had probably been brewing, and I woke up with a slight cold. But it was just starting to progress when I went to work and put in an 11-and-a-half-hour day. And, boy, I was dehydrated. But I had to earn the money because I'd like to – there's a good chance, I haven't seen the schedule yet, of going back to blue-collar wrestling Sunday night. Now, can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners if you are going to be doing referee duties this Sunday?
That is negative. I will not be there this coming Sunday. I will return a week from this coming Sunday to NWA Blue Collar on the 21st. But definitely should be a good time this coming week. Moonshiners will be there. Kane will be there. DeMarcus James will be there. Lots of good talent going to be making the rounds at NWA Blue Collar. And speaking of NWA Blue Collar, this past week, lots of your favorite NWA Blue Collar stars walking around the Moda Center in Portland, handing out flyers promoting NWA Blue Collar prior to the doors opening for WWE SmackDown.
Oh, wow, okay. Yes. Yes, and I wanted to ask you how that Moda Center event go. You were there on Tuesday, yes.
I definitely was. It went fairly well. Main event was good. If you didn't see SmackDown last night, you should try to find a copy of it. Very good show. AJ Styles versus Chris Jericho. Very, very good match.
Wow, very nice. I'd like to see a Chris Jericho versus Nurse Sanity wrestling match one of these days.
Is that in your top five dream matches?
Yes.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Now, also at the Moda Center, performing former Blue Collar Wrestling official Jason Ayers. He was making his Pacific Northwest debut for WWE. He's been with the company a long time, and they never have sent him to the Pacific Northwest before this past week. Great to finally see him live and in person performing on the big stage.
Oh, okay. Did Jason Ayers make any comments of the slightly expanding skyline of Portland, Portland getting taller?
Not that I heard. Now,
did
is it getting taller, or are we getting shorter?
Well, as we age, our spinal columns do compress a little bit, yes.
That is very true.
Oh, okay. Well, now, Sign, there's some interesting, very interesting developments on that Devo album that I had, that Rex Sharp sent to me. As you know, on January 25th, Randy the Pimp Taylor was ranked number 7 for his SCW victory at La Problemitas and his extracurricular work in signing that same Devo album. Well, I noticed that there were 3 records that came in this album, and on one side of one of the records, it said that you shouldn't play it because it didn't have any grooves. And upon further examination, I found the name Mark Mothersbaugh etched into the record. And as you know, Mark Mothersbaugh was a founding member of Devo. I think Mark Mothersbaugh did indeed autograph that album.
That is entirely possible. Maybe Rex Sharp had that autograph put on there, and then eventually decided he was not interested in selling an autographed copy of Devo records as much as he was seeing the P pure joy and adulation light up on your face when you received it as a gift. He may have sacrificed having an autographed album in his collection just for your Christmas time enjoyment.
Wow. Well, gee, my admiration for the Rexer would grow leaps and bounds. Of course, I haven't seen the Razor Ramones in concert, and that would also help. Maybe that's something I will do this summer. Yes.
You're going to have to check the Razor Ramones Facebook page and get a listing of all their upcoming appearances. Would one of your goals in going to this concert actually be to sing a duet with Sean Critney?
Whoa. Now, I don't know. Sean Critney, he kind of possesses Jim Morrison-like aura, you know. Boy, I wouldn't want to chink away at any invincibility that drives the chicks wild, you know. Yes.
Well, I wouldn't mind hearing a duet with you and Sean Critney belting out Hard Time Blues.
Hard Time Blues. Okay, all right. Well, you know, I've got to have something as momentous as that. I'd have to start preparing weeks and maybe months in advance. Is there any duet that you could see me performing with Gregor Petrov that would prepare me for a duet with Sean Critney? What songs would come to mind that I could perform with Gregor Petrov that you would like to see and he would probably agree to prepare me for Sean Critney?
I'm going to say Cara Mia.
Cara Mia, oh boy, I don't know about that. Did they once sing that on the Addams Family, Cara Mia?
I believe so, but I believe Petrov would agree to do so.
Oh, boy, I don't know. any other songs that, let's say, more poppy-ish, Beatle-like in flavor? Cara Mia is more operatic, yes.
I would go with Give Me Back My Bullets by the band Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, Give Me Back My Bullets. Okay, maybe with sound effects. Okay, very interesting. Okay, I was thinking more of like a Rocky Raccoon with Gregor Petrov. Rocky Raccoon.
I don't know, because I don't think Petrov likes raccoons.
Out here in the hills of South Dakota lived a boy named Rocky Raccoon. Yes, I can see Petrov doing that. Yes.
I think he's got a deep-seated hatred for raccoons, though. I'm not sure.
Oh, did a raccoon once bite him?
I think so. I believe when he was a young boy in Kiev.
Aha! Yes. Those Kiev raccoons are highly radioactive. Yes. Ooh, okay. All right. Well, Sangay, can you tell us who we have this upcoming Sunday on Turnbuckle Turmoil?
This upcoming Sunday, we are doing our Valentine's special tribute to Greg the Hammer Valentine, scheduled to appear so far, Greg Lake and Phil Nitro Monahan, both experienced Greg Valentine opponents.
Is this would be Greg Lake of Emerson, Lake and Palmer, would it?
It is not. It is Greg Lake, as in the professional wrestler / referee that actually made an appearance at Blue Collar Wrestling this past summer.
Wow. All right. Valentine's Day special. Very nice. Okay. Wow. And how about this next Friday?
Next Friday, we have Ashley America joining us.
Ooh, okay. Where's Ashley America Hale out of?
She is from the great state of Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania. Very good. And may I, for the, Devin Bellinger, who is probably listening, I don't think he ever misses a broadcast. Note this to the Weather Club, Devin. There's supposed to be a polar vortex striking the northeast as we speak. It's beginning. A chunk of Arctic air is invading the northeast, and Pittsburgh is supposed to be, like, right now, I think it's 15 degrees below normal, and overnight it's supposed to plunge down to 25 below normal. Yes, wind chills could be below zero. Very important to note this in the Weather Club, Devin Bellinger. Yes.
He was sitting down on the floor of Key Arena this week, you know, as Stompin' Steve. He was trying to get a Daniel Bryan to tell him tales of early May.
What? He never mentioned
I saw him trying to dive over the safety barricade and explain to poor Daniel Bryan about having won the HPW heavyweight title after flying abroad in from halfway across the country.
Oh, boy. The man is pretty sick. We should
he
get him.
He really is.
Yes, in the Weather Club, yes. That's concern and pity in my voice. Yes.
Now, speaking of said Daniel Bryan, our Pacific Northwest own, very sad to see him have to be forcibly retired due to a severe problem with concussions. He tried and tried to come back. He actually had seizures that he did not report. That led to more testing once the company was aware, and the results of those tests made him conclude that he was, in fact, done in-ring, had no other alternative but to retire. Definitely a touching last time in the ring for Daniel Bryan at the Key Arena, but no, pretty fitting he was able to retire near his hometown of Aberdeen.
Yes, and that reminds me of Aaron Bolo having to retire after a lot of concussions and the seizure he suffered himself. Yes, parallels.
It was very, very similar, and for those of us that know both of them, that was going through our mind.
Yes, yes. Right. Well, I will sign. We may have to cut this a little bit short because I'm going to take what hopefully is the final nail in the coffin to is the death spiral of a cough. Yes. Meaning I am well on my way to recovery, but I have to put a little bit more time into it. Yes. And take a walk outside in the brisk air. Yes.
All right. Well, I will hit the show notes since we were pressed for time to begin. If you were looking for some wrestling today, WCWO as usual in Indianapolis, Indiana. AIW returns to Cleveland, Ohio. 605 Championship Wrestling in Marietta, Ohio. Tomorrow night, MCW in Joppatowne, Maryland. NWA Supreme in Madison, Indiana, featuring our own Bad Blood and Buddy Highway. DCW in Sydney, Ohio. MSWA in Rockwood, Tennessee. AIWF running Whitesburg, Georgia. AIWF also running in Morrison, Tennessee. And the NWA tomorrow night in Kingsport, Tennessee. So get out there. Support your local independent professional wrestling. Find a show near you. Go support it. We'll be back with you for our Valentine's Day special on Sunday. So make sure you tune in. We'll talk to y'all on Sunday.